As your understanding and fellowship increase with me, so do your levels of accountability. With increase comes another level of fight that the enemy will bring. But you will bring him a fight that he has not been used to seeing. I have made the way to uphold you, for there are times of refreshing in my presence. This refreshing will invigorate you and energize you, not only against your adversary, but against the pressure and strain at this level of accountability. For where you will walk in my glory, there are the handles of the flesh yet to be dealt with. You must decrease that I might increase, and the resulting change in our fellowship will be the most pleasing to you and me. Freely come to the waters of refreshing that are found in me, that I might sustain you and lift you as you walk through these days of greater accountability. My refreshing will carry you at all times, in all things, for it is a way I have given you to write out your victories. I always have that which you need, so that you may be refreshed in battle, equipped, stopping at nothing. This place of my presence, where there is refreshing in me, is where I celebrate you, and you celebrate me, and where fellowship takes place, that is your victory. In my presence is light, for I am light. In my presence is truth, for I am truth. In my presence is love, for I am love. In my presence you experience these things and more, and each time you come, I have what you need. Come to me often to receive, and come to be refreshed continually, for it is my pleasure to provide for you in all things. Greater understanding with greater yielding leads to greater accountability is meant to be the natural progression of life in me. This increased understanding and accountability, empowered by yielding, results in a walk of power where our fellowship goes beyond the limits of man's understanding into supernatural living in me, where my anointing is readily released to minister to many needs. Many will be offended at various things in the days ahead, for they have begun to put greater priority on the way that is easy, slowly drifting away from me. Your charge is not to be affected by those who are put off by how narrowly your focus is turned to me. Your charge is to abide in me and measure things carefully, for I see the hearts and where each walks concerning me, and I will lead you accordingly. You will see the rescue of many who have taken the wider path and have become offended at different things. Some of those will seem to be hard cases, but as they encounter my presence and the truth I will be able to bring, the hardness will come off as they respond to me, and you are the army I will use in these things. I am preparing you for mighty days, and it is the day of walking about with me in a greater fellowship in power and authority, for there is no other place in me except forward into that which you believe and receive. Keep your eyes looking straight ahead, for where you are now in me is the entrance into great and mighty things and clearing your paths of the enemy. Yielding, believing, abiding, fighting, enduring with great shouts of victory. Eyes looking ahead to things not fully seen, but being embraced in the heart as true life in me. These are the characteristics of the army I am leading. Forward we go. And forward only indeed, trusting, believing, and yielding. These are the ingredients of victory.